Hey everybody, welcome to the Spark to Death podcast, the August 30th edition,
which AKA means
we are what, 2 days away?
2 days away from All In. We are actually just like 12 hours away from StarCast starting.
Oh my God.
Like, this is the mecca of independent wrestling this weekend. This is it for long time.
We've been waiting on it. Mm-hmm. We've had Conrad, who put StarCast together, so you can go back in our archives.
Mm-hmm. We had Flip Gordon, who's hosting the All Out party if it doesn't get rained out in the Sears Center parking lot.
Oh no. Is there a chance of rain?
Yeah. But you still get the shirt. They'll still give you the shirt.
Well, I mean, but the experience is worth more than a shirt.
That's true. Yeah, because I was actually really considering the Okada meet and greet if it goes on.
Are you still considering it?
Yeah, I really love Okada.
Oh, man. Oh, you know, man. Well, we got a big show lined up this week. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're doing our all-in predictions. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about SmackDown and Raw, of course.
Yeah.
And then plus, is somebody left WWE, but is he officially gone? We'll talk about it.
We will. So let's plug a few things here real quick, though. Number one, the best way to support this show is to go to iTunes, give us a 5-star Frog Splash review and rating, so we can be what, Kyle?
Number one in your ears.
Yes.
Number one in your hearts.
Yes.
That way, eventually, we'll be number one on the charts.
That's right. And starting tomorrow through I think it's noon on Sunday.
Yes.
Using the promo code ALLIN, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/smarttodeath and get 20% off your official Smart to Death logo shirt. That fucker Kevin Cito finally got his, thank God.
That blanket.
Yeah, man. Listen, that is a double XL.
It's
so
a comforter, really.
I held it outside of the window when I was driving, and it did slow me down.
It slowed you down? I'm surprised it didn't lift you up. Like you were like in the DeLorean.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Going into the second movie. And going into Chicago.
That's right. The Windy City. And also, we are everywhere now. YouTube, Periscope, Twitch, Mixer, wherever. So follow us on all mediums.
Yeah, and you can also listen to the podcast pretty much anywhere now.
Yeah, everywhere except SoundCloud, ironically.
yeah, SoundCloud.
We left SoundCloud and everyone else loves us.
We left SoundCloud, but where else can they find us now?
They can find us on Spotify. We love Spotify. We never hated them.
No, Spotify's the best.
You didn't have a feud with them for about 3 months.
Who would say such a thing for Spotify? They give you a great deal. But we just joined a new network.
Oh, we did. We are going to. This is the first episode. So if you're listening to it on thechairshot.com, we are now part of The Chairshot, thanks to our buddy Jordan Fox, a.k.a. the host of Indie Wrestling. And he is an indie wrestler. And he's actually staying at my hotel for All In. So we're probably going to link up.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to have like a big party on Friday.
Yeah, apparently some guys reached out and they're wanting to do like a meetup on Friday with some independent wrestling promo or like podcasters. And maybe we'll get some drinks, overpay at a hotel. So
yeah, well, speaking of drinks, this week was my week to bring the booze. And I decided to do whiskey and Coke.
Appropriate, actually, if you think about it.
Was
like,
that?
Because Cody's like a whiskey drinker and he's putting on All In.
Which reminds me, thank you for saying that. He's got those, there's going to be All In cigars.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some.
You got
to
get some.
I'm going to try. I love cigars.
And we'll smoke them in the house.
And Kevin, before you ask, I know you're going to ask somewhere, wherever you're watching, I will get you a cigar if I can get a cigar. I will.
You get it.
I will get him one.
You get it.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to All In
weekend? Man, absolutely.
Are you going to be at, so I know we've been talking about All In for like a while now, and
since
you've
May.
Got a lot of shit to do with All In and StarCast, but is there anything that you're going to be able to do outside of wrestling?
So, no, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. There's a lot going on. You know, someone that we interviewed at work actually told me to take like a boat tour through Chicago, so it's actually like we're staying in Schaumburg, and then the Sears Center is in Hoffman Estates.
Yeah.
So we're like 30 miles outside of the city. I'd love to go to Pro Wrestling Tees. I'm just trying to see, you know, paid for gold passes for StarCast. So, you know, we already spent like $260 on that. So
yeah,
I very much want to do that and want to check out some of these guys that are on Podcast Row that are friends of ours. Swing by, say hello. Hopefully they have swag so I can get stickers because I love me some stickers.
Yeah.
And but I mean, I'm hoping I can get at least to get a deep dish pizza.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and by the way, Anthony, if you do see Anthony at StarCast or All In, I'm pretty sure he'll have some stickers on him.
Yes.
So if you want a free sticker, just hit him up.
Yeah. If you watch us live, then you definitely know what I look like because not many people have this terrible fro that I'm rocking right now.
It's something. I don't understand it.
Yeah, me either. Try living with it for 29 years.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and polish these off. And then we're going to talk about some wrestling.
Let's get a little cheers.
We're going to talk about some wrestling.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down.
All right, are you ready to get this started?
I am, you bitch.
Wow, Becky.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Becky with the bad mood. Cares, you ready? Set that timer.
So I read a rumor that, and you are telling me to introduce this topic because you were right, and I know what you're doing, you dick. But apparently Gargano's injury is storyline. He came out on a crutch, and he basically is saying that he has become Tommaso Ciampa. Did not actually see that coming. Don't really like it, to be honest.
You don't?
Do you?
It's interesting. It's a different turn than, it's something that I wasn't really expecting.
Yeah.
Like, I was... Like I like this whole time I've been comparing these two feuds. Mm-hmm. So with Eddie Edwards and Gargano.
Yeah.
And I always thought like, oh, Eddie Edwards is going like the psychopath way.
Right.
And Gargano is going the other way. But they have both
flipped.
They flipped. Mm-hmm. So I am pleasantly surprised with this.
Yeah, I will say that. I is surprised that they went with Gargano going psychopath. Maybe quasi-heel, I guess, is where he's going. Because Eddie Edwards is back to being, I guess, a babyface.
Yeah, he's a pure babyface.
Because Aries is definitely the heel in Impact now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, I guess. But, you know, I'm already kind of burnt out on this feud, so whatever.
Yeah, you have been burnt out. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Monday night. We had the main event for Hell in a Cell announced.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Braun Strowman cashing in, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Against Roman Reigns, and it's going to be actually in the cell.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you excited?
Yeah, absolutely. How can you not be excited? Braun and Roman put on such delightful matches together.
Yes, and I thought their promo on Monday was good.
Yep. I actually think Roman, it's so crazy to me that I don't find Roman particularly interesting.
No, you
but
don't.
I do think that his promo work is significantly better when he does have a guy like Braun, or like when someone is there, he can cut a promo.
Yeah.
And when it's not Heyman. Or yeah, Cena.
I really love the promo work in this, mm-hmm. and I also love the backstage stuff with Corbin,
yes,
and Braun, because we've got a theory going mm-hmm. on. I don't know if you want to spoil that yet.
Yeah, fuck it.
So Anthony and mine's theory is Braun is never cashing in. Technically,
no,
he handed over the briefcase to Corbin. Corbin's going to end up cashing in
and win.
And win,
yeah.
Which we are 100%.
I am way on board with.
Yeah.
Speaking of things I'm on board with.
Yes. Also, a match that got announced for Inside the Cell mm-hmm. at Hell in a Cell, we're going to get Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton.
So here's the bigger question. Does Jeff Hardy die in Hell in a Cell?
He has never been in a Hell in a Cell match,
oh,
apparently,
shit.
Which I had no idea. I figured through his entire career, mm-hmm. he has been in at least one, but this will be his first. And that dude might even be crazier than Shane McMahon when it comes to mm-hmm. tall objects.
Uh-huh.
So I have no idea what he's going to do.
I think this match is going to be really good. I think this build for
this feud is really good. Great.
Everything about SmackDown is great right now.
It is.
Like, Randy Orton's back to being heel, and damn, is he good at it.
And the way Jeff Hardy is, like, we don't understand it.
No.
Like, his promo work is awful, but there's just that mystique about Jeff Hardy, which makes him, like, the
charismatic enigma.
Yeah, I mean, fucking for real.
Like, it doesn't make sense, and it makes sense that's his nickname, but I anticipate this match is going to be really good. There is some flack about it being in Hell in a Cell, but it does make sense.
It
two
makes
legends.
Sense. Makes sense. I think we're going to get some blood, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Monday Night Raw for next week. HBK is going to be on Raw. Are you excited?
No.
No?
No. I know you are.
I am.
You
I love
HBK. Is he your favorite of all time?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
I mean, that's how I feel about Jericho, even if he's not for a particular reason, that it's like an enjoyable reason he's on Raw.
I like it because it just gives Raw like this mm-hmm. different what's the word I'm looking for? Like an effect for Raw, because
like a different feel.
It's a different feel because yeah. it's like something that doesn't actually belong on Raw, but they're just building this match between Triple H and Undertaker, and there's rumor mm-hmm. that Taker actually might be on Raw as well next week.
Oh, wow. I do think that he needed to be there.
Yes.
I think that it helps progress the feud.
Especially if they're doing like the end of the era one more time. Like,
right.
Of course, like he was part of that match. He's going to talk about that last match and mm-hmm. just hype it up, which I am hyped for that match. It's going to be fun.
I think the build for this has been really good. I'm interested in the match, that's for sure.
It's better than most builds that they do.
That's damn true.
Yep. Speaking of Raw next week, we are going to get the Riot Squad versus their first match back in how long?
Feels like forever.
I mean, they were in the Royal Rumble, but the Bellas. You're going to get the Bella Twins versus Riot Squad. Excited?
Meh. No, because like they're going to do the job the Riot Squad is.
And, oh, of course.
And they've been building them to be such a badass female stable, and now we're losing.
Have they really
that.
Built them to be a badass
yeah,
stable?
Yeah, dude, they win all the time, singles or as a team.
But it's always against like Sasha and Bayley, so it just doesn't.
They're women's champions. I mean, there's nothing going on with the Riot Squad, so like they clearly trust their in-ring work because they're working with the Bellas, who both have terrible injury history.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Nikki.
But it's amazing with Brie Bella. She's on both shows, which, but
Brie-mo.
But her storyline on SmackDown is significantly better than her storyline on Raw.
Which is like, I'm back, bitch.
That's
all it is. I won't watch that match.
Yeah, well, the reason the Bella Twins are fighting the Riot Squad on Raw this week is because they will be teaming with Ronda Rousey in Australia against the Riot Squad.
Yeah.
Are you excited for this match?
Nope.
I think we're going to get the same match that we're going to get on Monday with the Bellas versus Riot Squad, but add in Ronda. It's just going to be a lot quicker.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get it. Like, they're trying to surround Ronda with all these legends. That's why, you know, we'll talk about this, but someone appeared the other day, and now she's surrounded with all these legendary wrestlers, and it's trying to make her look like the next big thing that's hanging out with the seniors while she's a freshman that made varsity.
Yeah.
I get it. Don't particularly like. I don't think she needs this rub.
No, God, no.
She's already a legend, like in combat sports. So, like, I mean, do you expect that match to be any good?
No. I would be pleasantly surprised.
I'd rather see Ruby Riott versus Ronda 1-on-1.
I would rather see that as well.
I think that match.
But
would be
it's for the Super Showdown in Australia, which is they're trying to sell 80,000 seats.
Right, and they're trying to sell network subs in Australia. They're trying to expand their market. These are business moves. They're practical business moves. I just don't particularly like these business moves.
Yeah, me neither. Meh. Let's go ahead and move on to this past week on Monday Night Raw. You had the B Team versus Revival. Revival won, so they're going to get another tag title shot on next week's Raw.
I think we both expect them to win, right?
Yeah, if it's going on for this long where the Revival has been part of the tag team division for 4 weeks now,
yeah,
which is still, that's just crazy the way that they book tag teams. I hate the way that Raw books tag teams. But, yeah, I'm expecting Revival to take the titles from B-Team.
Yeah, I just don't particularly care about this feud. And the other thing that kills me is, if the Revival looks like they're going to win the tag team titles, why didn't you just do it at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Is it because there's no other tag teams on Raw? Is that the issue? Is there a call-up that's about to happen that we don't know about? Like, who would even be called up from NXT?
That could get you excited? I don't think anybody.
I don't even know what other tag teams are on Raw besides B-Team and Revival. Oh, AOP, I guess.
AOP, but they haven't been part of it. So, I mean, it would make sense for AOP to maybe show up next week.
Yeah, I guess.
Do something.
I don't know.
But let's talk about my favorite segment of Raw this week, which was the Elias segment.
Oh, my good God.
And he tore Toronto down.
He did. And Elias is in, and I say this, I feel like every episode, Elias is in this wonderful spot where he's used to do things like bringing back who?
Oh, Trish Stratus.
And damn, I was stratified.
Oh, of course.
I was.
How are you not whenever you see that woman? But he, oh my God, he was so good on the mic this week.
He was, and he killed it cutting promos with Trish, who's not a bad promo herself.
No, she cut him down too, which was awesome.
Yeah, she slapped him. What did he call her? He said, I don't want to deal with old ladies or something like that.
No, he's
basically.
He said something about like, Trish has said like she's going to face Alexa Bliss at Evolution. Uh-huh. And Elias is like, oh, is it going to be like a bra and panties pillow fight match? And she was like, I forgot what her rebuttal was. So he's like, well, I'm not really into 60-year-olds, which led to the slap.
Man, I love Elias. I'm glad Trish is back. It was exciting to see her back for sure.
One of my favorite segments.
Yeah, for sure.
But moving on to Tuesday.
The best segment of the week, I think.
You think it was the best?
Yeah, I think so.
We had the return of King Booker.
Five-time world champion.
And King Booker crowned The New Day.
Yeah. Xavier the Wise.
Xavier the Wise.
Kofi the Brave.
Kofi the Brave.
And Big E.
And Big E. What? Yeah, Big E. That was a great segment.
They were welcome to the five-time champions club. It was awesome. The New Day, I honestly think the New Day is better with belts.
Yeah.
I think they just really carry them better than anyone else. Like, it's them and the Usos are the only two tag teams in WWE, not in NXT, just in WWE, that really deserve to carry belts, in my opinion, because they carry it the best.
Okay.
Well, like, they're just credible champions, right? And then, yeah, like, King Booker coming out and actually doing this, like, it's not to rub. It just makes sense.
Yeah, and plus, it's just a funny segment.
And that's what the New Day...
I was so entertained watching that.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be excited to see King Booker out there, but me either. I love Big E trying to do a spin-a-rooney.
Yeah, they all did the spin-a-rooney, which King Booker, man, he can still do it.
He's still got it.
Well, before we move on, I just want to mention Cesaro and Sheamus. They did win their triple threat tag match, which... Now, next week, we have the next three tag teams going at it to see who face the New Day. Just a little fun fact there for you.
Last topic of the round.
And if you watch the end of SmackDown,
ooh, mama,
you are in for a real treat.
Becky's a bad bitch.
Oh, my God.
Becky,
yes, she is.
Bad bitch Balboa.
Becky, bad bitch Balboa. I like it.
Yeah, she is unreal good right now. But she's not a heel, they say.
So that's a rumor. So before we get to that, Carmella and Charlotte, they face each other for the women's SmackDown women's title. I think Carmella actually looked pretty good in this match. Her suicide dive is really good. It's like a suicide cross body. I don't know, understand how it works, but it looks really good. Mm-hmm. But Charlotte took the victory, of course. Mm-hmm. And then immediately after, Becky just knocks the shit out of her.
And looked so badass.
So badass, I got a fear boner.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really graphic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a couple words I've taken from you
guys. But, like, the best part was, like, I'm taking that championship, you bitch.
Yes, she said you bitch.
And I did not think I'd ever hear Becky cuss.
No. But the rumor is that WWE has decided to kind of change courses on this feud where Becky was the obvious heel, but everybody's cheering Becky.
Yep.
And it looks like they're going to kind of go like they're both tweeners almost. Like they both had valid points on why they did what they did.
So what they're doing, though, and we're going long on this topic, and I knew we would. I'm glad it was last. But what they're doing that I like is they're doing the same typical stuff that WWE like does. They always do chick gets mad at chick friend.
Yeah.
But now they're not doing it where like chick backstabbed and you mean catty bullshit. Like this is like how they book the men, right? Like they book the men to where like maybe they like something just fucked up and they don't like each other and someone screwed the other guy over. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing with this. And I think it's intriguing. I think it's different for women's wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I think these two women deserve a storyline like this.
Oh yeah. It's going to be really fun.
Because it doesn't make them catty. Because if you make Charlotte and Becky a catty fight.
Yeah.
Then that's going to turn all of us off of like two of the best women's wrestlers in the world.
Agreed. All right, guys. Well, that's it for round one.
Yeah.
That was a good round, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with round two.
Hey, y'all. I'm Karis Dillon, host of Let's Talk TV with Karis, all about the shows I love to watch and I love to talk about. I've been told almost daily since I was born that I'm obsessed with television. And that's really okay with me. It's kind of like a compliment. So if you want to hear what's going on with, let's say, The Real Housewives of New York or Beverly Hills or Dallas that I'm currently watching now, or you're a fan of TV shows like Nashville or Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Office, Seinfeld, this podcast is for you. It's really endless, the kind of shows that I like. So you may listen one week and hear about a show that you've never seen before, and you may listen the next week and hear all about your favorite shows that you watch all the time. So it's really limitless what I'll talk about. Join me each week as I hang out with a different guest and we talk about all of our favorite shows. And we don't really skimp on the opinions at all here. We love to dish on our favorite things about shows and even our least favorite things about shows as well. You don't want to miss it. You can listen to Let's Talk TV with Karis on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. And you can also visit the website for all of the information at letstalk.tv. Thanks so much for listening and have a good day. Bye.
You ready for round two, you son of a bitch?
I sure am, you bitch.
Oh, my God. I can't. You know what? I need a break from you. I'm so glad you're going to Chicago this weekend.
I'm glad.
And
I'm all
going
into
to Houston. We're going to be so far apart.
You really wish it was in Houston so you could have gone to the wedding and all in, don't you?
I mean, it'd been a good idea.
That's why you said it earlier, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. Like, Cody wanted it to be in Houston originally.
He does love him some Texas.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
All right, well.
Let's get into it. All right, so if you follow WWE.com like you don't, you would have noticed on the alumni page that Neville has been officially moved over there.
Like you don't. People don't go to websites anymore.
Nah,
yeah,
really.
He's officially gone. And
there's a lot of rumors circulating right now.
There's stuff flying all over the place. People don't know if he's going to be all in. There's a rumor that he was offered an NXT UK deal. I don't believe that rumor.
I know you do. He was rumored to be in Pittsburgh, and in Pittsburgh, that's where they send everybody to get their physicals.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just.
Do they do a clearing physical though? Like before we release you, we're going to clear you physically so that you don't have an injury and you can't file anything.
No, I don't think they
do that. Works.
I'm sure. I don't know.
What do you think happens with him?
Honestly, I think he does just end up going back to the indies.
I don't think he's all in either.
I don't think he's NXT. Now, if he's NXT UK, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Because he's able to do more. But since he got moved over to the alumni page, I'm assuming that he's just done.
Well, so is Kevin Owens, though.
Well, Neville's been out since, what, October?
Yeah, it feels like he's been out for 2 years, but he's only been out since October.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what is the promotion that Will Ospreay is champion in? The British promotion?
Rev Pro?
Yeah, I think I can see him doing some Rev Pro stuff.
Yeah, I see him doing that.
I can see him trying to help the British indies again.
Yeah, I can see him doing stuff like that. I would love to see him in Impact.
I think Impact needs to get Neville. I think legitimately need to get Neville, and Neville and Aries need to feud when Eddie Edwards and Aries are done.
I think Impact would be a great place because he can sign with Impact, and then he can also do other indie shows that he wants to. I mean, he could still do All In.
I don't want him at ROH.
No, I don't want him in ROH. I don't even want him in New Japan.
I wouldn't mind him in New Japan. Impact is where I want him.
I think in New Japan, he would just get lost in the shuffle.
I agree.
All right, well, let's talk about someone who did quit, quote unquote, on Monday night, and that was Kevin Owens, which he took the challenge from Seth Rollins.
Fucking killer match.
Great match.
They always have great matches.
Yes, but this match was good. Like, they were just hitting the shit out of each other, which I have not seen on a Raw recently.
So it's almost like they've wrestled each other since ROH or something.
Yeah. And Owens obviously lost. He did say before the match, he said he was walking out with some title.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was not the case. So he sat in the chair in the middle of the ring.
He walked out with a title. The title of quitter.
Title of quitter. I think that's a good one. I like that.
You're welcome.
But he has quit WWE, quote unquote.
Yeah. But the rumor is that he may be the next Paul Heyman guy and that he'll have a new attitude and that he'll be silent and Paul Heyman will talk for him. I hope that's the direction. That is the direction they need to go with him.
It's an interesting direction, too, because most of the time when Paul Heyman gets put with somebody, it's because they cannot talk.
Right.
But that was not the case with CM Punk, who's a great talker and who also did most of the talking instead of Paul Heyman, really. Now, this one is KO is a
phenomenal talker.
Yet if he gets put in with Paul Heyman, which is just a rumor,
right,
this is just a rumor, he would be the silent type, which he would come off way more badass.
He would,
but he's just, I don't, how do you not let that man talk?
Well, you know why I believe this?
Why?
Because people like to say that Kevin Owens is Barry, but the fucking guy is almost always champ. It's weird that he hasn't had a belt in like 6 months because the dude always has titles.
Yeah, I mean, he did great stuff in SmackDown. It's, he just, what he said when he went back over to Raw after the shakeup, it's just been downhill.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that Paul Heyman comes in, restores credibility. WWE clearly loves this guy. I believe it. I buy it and I want it.
I keep him out till 2019.
All
right, moving on. Let's talk about the main event of Monday Night Raw, where Braun and Roman Reigns joined forces. Of course, that's what they do whenever you have a championship match in a few weeks. And they faced off against Dolph and McIntyre.
I actually liked Dolph and McIntyre's work a lot in this match.
I think they're great.
And I think people that think they're boring are not watching the same Dolph and McIntyre that we are.
I don't know.
Are we just Dolph Ziggler fans?
I am a Dolph fan,
yeah,
but
me
I'm
too.
A big McIntyre fan, and
big
I just
time.
And I just thought like when they became a tag team, it just worked.
Yep.
A lot of people found it weird. I mean, I found it weird like immediately, and I looked at it, I was like, no, this is amazing.
Oh, and I'm super critical of WWE, and I didn't find it weird. I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Well, anyways, during the match, Actually, at the towards the end of the match,
right?
Braun tags himself in uh-huh. to Roman, uh-huh. and then just allows Roman to get beat up.
So this looks like a heel turn, right?
Yes.
I don't think it's a heel turn. Here's the thing. He got beat down by three guys. He just joined forces with another common enemy. But,
if you have to remember from the promo the night, uh-huh. earlier in the night, he said, I'm not cashing in tonight because I know you have your brothers, the right. Shield. They're just going to come out and mess it up. That's why we're doing Hell in a Cell.
Right.
This is why I'm joining up with Dolph and McIntyre. But it's Dolph and McIntyre, so that's why it's quasi-heel.
A lot of people don't like that Braun has joined Dolph and McIntyre. I think that's fucking insanity. I love it.
It makes sense. It's really hard to get behind a monster, like a huge guy,
right?
That the size of Braun Strowman to just be your champion and to be like a super baby face. Mm-hmm. Because you tried that with Big Show, and usually it just doesn't work.
Right. But and I think it works in this way. And then having a big man having four, like have the, it just makes sense. Like this big guy, yeah, he's a monster, but he needs help because it's the Shield of Grand Slam champs. Like,
yeah,
I love it. I like this angle a lot.
And it, obviously, this has now has led up to a match for the Super Showdown in right. Australia, which you're going to get the Shield versus Braun.
And that Dolph match will be McIntyre. Fucking good.
Yeah. Wonder who's going to hold that title there, though.
Yeah, that's true.
This is not really, this is just a topic.
Yes.
And this is kind of making its way through
it's a hot
Twitter.
Topic.
If you know Izzy is the Bayley super fan that you've mm-hmm. seen on NXT. Well, apparently now she has
some indie wrestling championship.
She's an indie wrestling champion.
Uh-huh.
And she also took like a chokeslam during
the match. From a grown fucking man.
Yeah. I want to get, I know that you get hot like on these uh-huh. certain type of topics, so mm-hmm. I'm going to let you just go with it.
So I'm typically really defensive of things in indie wrestling, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm usually defensive of these things, but this is fucked up.
Yes.
Right? Like, she's like 12 or 13, I think.
She's probably like 12, yeah.
And her brain is not fully developed, and she's taking bumps that, like, we as almost 30-year-old men should not be taking.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't, right? It's super dangerous. Like, people get hurt all the time, even though they're trained professionals, and, like, when what is the limit for indie wrestling?
I don't think there actually is a limit.
There needs to be a fucking limit.
That,
like, thumbtacks and shit's wild and crazy and burning things and railroad spikes and stuff. Like, yeah, that shit's crazy, but this is too far.
This is too far, and this is what makes me want to think, because you're a huge Young Bucks fan.
Massive, and they have super kick kicks, and I never like that.
Yeah. I don't get the... I mean, for like a, it's funny to see.
Yes,
like when
it
you
is.
First see, it's like, oh my god, like that's just so ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
But then you like feel bad about laughing about it.
It's just like, it's, I don't know if I should be laughing at this.
No.
I don't know how I'm supposed to actually feel. And then you put the title on the 12-year-old. That's also, if you get mm-hmm. mad about David Arquette being the WCW champion, you should get mad about stuff like this.
And like. I get it. Like, this indie wrestling promotion is trying to get publicity. That's the whole fucking point behind this.
Yeah.
And the Young Bucks, they super kicked the kid for his birthday party, and he probably mostly sold it, even though it looked like he got killer whiplash.
Yeah.
But still, like, you know, they're kids, man. Like, they shouldn't be doing grown-up things and grown-up selling. It's weird as fuck.
Just be a fan. You don't have to be in the show.
No, you don't.
Pro Wrestling Illustrator, they released their top 10 from their 500. So every year they list the PWI 500, mm-hmm. list the best 500 wrestlers. So uh-huh. not tag teams, but individual wrestlers. And they came out the top 10. I'm going to read the top 10 list to you. Uh-huh. And you just tell me if this makes sense where they're at.
Yep.
At number 10, The Miz.
I think he's too low.
Too low.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. Number 9, Naito.
If The Miz is 10, too high.
Too high. Okay. Now, this is a big one. This is Cody. He made a huge jump. He was number 33 last year. Jumped all the way to 8.
I think that's about right.
Yeah. Now, the thing with PWI that I need to establish, it is also kayfabe a little bit.
Right.
So
right,
they
right,
kind of
right.
mix it. So if you went kayfabe, Cody doesn't make sense here because he actually did not have a good like 2018.
Yes, he's lost
in
a lot.
Wrestling.
Right.
But what he's done for wrestling
mm-hmm. is where he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of Cody, Roman Reigns.
You're not going to believe I said this. Too low.
Too low?
If we're going a mix of kayfabe, yes, too low.
Wow. And see, this is why where I don't agree. Strowman.
I don't think he's in the top 10. Don't think he belongs there at all.
No. Seth Rollins. top five.
Because of who's right above him, too low.
Okay. Yeah. This is probably like the biggest one I think that a lot of people are going to disagree with. Number four is Brock Lesnar.
Shouldn't be in the top 10.
No, I don't agree either. Even if he is, like, he's wrestled, what, four matches?
Right.
So,
yeah, who cares if it's kayfabe? It's too high.
Okada is number three.
Exactly right.
He dropped from number one to number three.
Perfect.
I believe AJ Styles stayed in the same spot.
Styles is perfect where he
is. No, AJ Styles was number one last year. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, perfect where he is.
And then, of course, your number one, if you didn't know, it's going to be Kenny Omega.
I agree with one through three perfectly. I think they're perfect. Everything else is kind of fucked up.
I'm not mad about the people in the list. Uh-huh. I think if I get why Lesnar's in there just because he's been such a dominant monster for a while. Strowman, same thing. Roman, mm-hmm. I think, could be a little bit higher. Cody, makes sense. It's a good list. I don't like Naito in there, though. And I would take Naito out. I'd put Tommaso Ciampa or Johnny Gargano there instead.
Yeah, see, I would even go... Yeah.
I'm just not a Naito fan, though. I just don't...
I like Naito, but he hasn't... Like, 2018's not been a good year for him.
Yeah.
Like, I would maybe even put, like, Ishii above him. Because Ishii's had a fucking great year.
Yeah.
So is Sonata. Osprey. So is Juice Robinson.
Osprey.
Jay White.
Juice.
Fuck like, yeah.
A lot of people...
Adam Cole, even.
Bebe.
That was so weirdly placed.
I'm going to end round two on that note. All right, guys. Well... We're going to take our final commercial, and we're going to be back with our all-in predictions. Holy shit, it is here.
It's the hardest predictions we're going to do.
Let's do it.
Hey, Smarks. Your boys, J-Bomb and Desmino here to tell you that if you're enjoying this awesome podcast, then you'll love ours over at Talkamania.
Weekly episodic podtastic adventures, as well as additional content such as our 10-count episodes, prediction shows, contests, and more.
What is Talkamania exactly?
Well, just a couple dudes from Canada who grew up on pro wrestling through the 80s, 90s, the Attitude Era, WCW, to the now, man.
We live tweet, we Periscope, we drink beer. We're Canadian, eh?
You can find us on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you get your podcast kicks from. And give us a listen and a subscription.
You can also find us on Twitter, @_Talkmania. Be part of the Talkmania family. Be a Talkmaniac, brother.
All right, Anthony, it's here. It's finally here.
And Karis, this is untimed because God knows how long we're going on this. Okay. So you are free to go.
You're able to play Snake on your Nokia.
You fucking dick. All right, Kyle, let's start from the bottom up and let's go through this. So this is it.
This is it.
It is Indie Mania.
Indie Mania.
Let's start here. Looking at the card now that it's all together, and Cody said there's one more match that hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, MJF still isn't in there, and there's some other guys that haven't been announced. So
I would assume MJF would be part of the Battle Royal.
I think so.
That's what I was saying, but there's an actual match.
There's one match that's missing, and I don't know what it is.
That's interesting.
I hope it's not. I hope it gets announced there, just for a pop, because it's probably Flip.
No, he has made it so adamant that Flip is not a part of this.
Sure, it's wrestling.
I know.
Don't get worked, you Mark.
I'm getting worked.
Anyway, getting worked. He probably won't show up, but if he does. Looking at this card now where it is, does this card match the hype? Looking at the entire card, remember that Kenny and Pentagon and Cody going for the NWA title are the two main events.
There's only one main event.
There's only one main event in real shows, but those are your co-main events. That's how they presented it.
I would say... this is a big show. This is going to be a big show. It's a big show.
I think it does. I think it gets your who's
I think,
who's who.
I think to set it over the top, it's going to be whoever wins that battle royal.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think that's what's going to set it over the top.
Right.
Now, who knows what... Let's just go through. You ready
let's
to go through
it? Let's go through it, yeah.
All right, so let's start off with a pre-show, which is going to be on WGN America. Mm-hmm. Which is going to be in 77 million homes.
That's a fucking lot of homes.
That's a lot of homes.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to start it off with SCU versus the Briscoes.
I have SCU winning here.
Wow.
To set up a future tag title opportunity in ROH. I think they will use this match as canon.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm actually going to go to the Briscoes, though.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the Briscoes. Okay. And then, of course, we're going to have the Battle Royal on the Ground Zero show.
I have Jordan Grace winning.
I've been thinking Jordan Grace for a while. And then I started looking, I'm going to say Brian Cage wins the Battle Royal.
Oh, God. That match would be incredible.
We're going to get the ROH champion versus the Impact X Division champion.
Ooh.
I think that match would just be phenomenal. And that could potentially be the match that steals the show.
So let's go ahead and move into that one. ROH title versus Battle Royale winner.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm taking Brian Cage to win the Battle Royal. So I'm assuming we're going to get Jay Lethal versus Brian Cage. But I am going to still take Jay Lethal.
I've got Lethal, too.
The other kicker, though, it's not Jay Lethal.
That's right. It's Machismo.
It's going to be Machismo.
Oh, shit.
Which I think will get a big pop. It's going to get a big pop.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's so good at that gimmick.
It's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be so fun.
Go to the weirdest match on the card, I think.
Weirdest match?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we talking about CD?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get Christopher Daniels versus Stephen Amell. That is Arrow from CW.
I think I know who you pick here, so I want to know.
I'm going Christopher Daniels.
I knew you were going to go CD. I'm going to go CD.
I think you should go CD. If you've watched, if you watch All Us.
And BTE.
And BTE, and of course, 10 Pounds of Gold. They're all kind of intertwined a little bit. Uh-huh. But on All Us, Christopher Daniels, I think, cut one of the best promos I've ever heard him cut.
Absolutely.
And it's talking about how Stephen Amell said, how hard could it be?
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher Daniels basically just went off.
And no camera facing him.
Yeah.
I loved that promo. It's the best promo I've heard in a while.
Yeah. That got me hyped. And I was like, Christopher Daniels, kick his ass.
I think this match is going to be good.
Oh, I think so, too.
I think it's going to be completely choreographed, but I think it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. I don't care if it's choreographed. I know it's not real. Be choreographed. If it's choreographed and it looks amazing, awesome.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but Christopher Daniels, go win.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Joey Janela versus Adam Page. And a stipulation just got announced today.
Yes.
It's going to be a Chicago street fight.
This is a tough one. This is going to be a brutal match.
It's going to be a tough one.
I was really afraid they were going to make this match hardcore.
And it is.
I'm really scared.
It's going to be bloody.
It's going to be rough. I'm going to go with Adam Page.
I'm going Adam Page as well.
It's going to be Joey Janela probably, but...
No, I've got Adam Page 100%. Unless...
Uh-huh. Penelope Ford's going to be there.
There's also a ghost hanging around.
Oh, fuck. That's how Joey Ryan can show up.
Yeah.
Man, this show's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy weird.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
That's what's going to be weird. Like, if you've never watched any of the BTE stuff or All Us, any of that, and you just see some of the things that is going to happen during this show, you're going to be like, I don't know what the hell is happening.
No, and if you can binge watch that.
That's why I think this is why it's only a one-time show, though. And Cody has made it pretty adamant that it's just a one-time show for now.
Yeah, well.
He could always change his mind, of course.
You didn't listen to the last Talk of Jericho episode with him, did you?
I did.
Didn't sound like it was a one-time thing to me. Not from the Bucks, anyway. Maybe
Cody. He did another All Us video.
Oh, okay.
He talks.
Let's move on to...
I think there's going to be something to do with the cigarette during that match, too.
Let's go into the six-man match.
You want to go to... let's go ahead and move over to there. We're going to have the Young Bucks teaming with Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio. Rey Fénix and Bendito.
Rey Fénix, who just won at Triple Mania, actually. He's like some kind of Grand Slam champ, some kind of like world champion in whatever, Triple A?
Oh, wow.
So he's a title holder.
Interesting.
I have the Luchas.
You have the Luchas?
I have the Luchas winning. I guess I don't see the Bucks winning on their own show.
I do have the Bucks and Kota winning. I think Mysterio's going to be kind of like passing the torch to the Bucks a little bit.
Okay.
Just because if you watch BTE... Mysterio did cut like a real heelish promo.
Super heel promo.
So I have the Bucks winning here.
Let's move on to what I think is low-key going to be one of the best matches on the card.
Which I'm assuming you're talking about Marty Scurll versus Okada.
It is what I'm talking about.
And I am looking super forward to this match. I've been looking forward to this match since it was announced. I don't understand why nobody or anybody would not be looking forward to this match.
Right.
This is the only place that you would ever see this match.
Right, because they're junior and heavyweights. Yeah, so it's not going to happen, yeah. I have Marty.
Really?
And you know I don't like that, but I have Marty.
I'm going Okada.
I think this match is going to be one of the longest matches on the card. I do.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think so, too.
I think this is going to be a nice like preview to maybe WWE if they're interested in Marty. And I think that he needs to have a great performance if he does leave the indies after the MSG show to show that he does not need to get swallowed up in NXT. I think it's very important for him to have a great showing.
Oh, I think so, too. Speaking of the All Us show, Cody did mention, he's like, I hope Triple H is watching. I hope Vince McMahon is watching because I still watch WWE.
Yeah, he says that.
So
he said the show is not anti-WWE. It's pro wrestling. He said a lot of great quotes this week.
Yeah, he said WWE does not own wrestling.
No, we own pro wrestling.
Yeah.
True.
When he said we, he didn't mean the Bullet Club. He meant
Fans everybody. And everybody. Let's move on to the Fatal 4-Way.
You want to move on to there?
Yeah.
All right, so we got Tessa Blanchard versus Madison Rayne, who is part of the WWE Mae Young Classic, versus Britt Baker, who dates Adam Cole, versus Chelsea Green,
the hot mess, who's dating Zack Ryder.
Yeah. This is the kind of this. I think this actually might be the toughest one.
This actually could end up being the best match of the show.
Wow.
These are great wrestlers.
Yes, they are.
Fucking phenomenal wrestlers.
I'm going with my girl Tessa.
I'm going with Tessa too. I can't wait to see Tessa live. Oh, oh my God. I love her. I love her so much.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fun match. I think I'm just going to say Tessa pins Madison Rayne.
Tessa pins Britt Baker.
Okay.
Tessa is forever, though.
Tessa is forever. But Chelsea Green could also win this.
Yeah, those are the two. I don't see Madison Rayne or Britt Baker winning at all.
You know, I don't think Chelsea could win this now. I'm just thinking about it because she just had the WWE tryout, so she could be on her way to WWE.
She's had a lot of dates booked. I don't think they signed her.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
So let's go to the co-main event. And this is probably, this is most likely the best match on the show.
This is most likely the best match of the night. And I think this is the match that mostly everybody's looking forward to. And
could, it's be a could be the match of the year.
Very potential. You're going to have Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr. And oh my God, this was like a dream match that we had thought of after some of the matches got announced. And we were like, what could set this card like over the top?
We
said Kenny versus Pentagon. That's what it would do it. And damn it, did they not give it to us?
Yeah, this is the toughest one to me. This is the absolute toughest one to predict for me. I think Kenny's going to put Pentagon over.
That is a tough. I'm going to go Kenny.
Okay.
Because I think with New Japan sending their stars all the way over here, they're going to go over.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
It's going to be a phenomenal match.
It's going to be a great match. I can't believe I'm about to watch Kenny and Pentagon from the ramp.
Yeah, that's going to be nuts.
It's going to be that crowd's going to be crazy. And this match, this main event, is the right main event. You've said this all along.
Yes, it's had the biggest build, the longest build, and it's been a really great build.
And it has the only match that could end up with 10,000 people actually in tears.
Yes, and of course we're talking about Cody versus Nick Aldis for the NWA championship.
I think Cody wins. I think he's going to win that belt. I don't think that he'll want to put himself over. I think Billy Corgan's going to want him to put himself over.
I've stuck with this one for a while now. Mm-hmm. I still think it's Nick Aldis. I do think though, it's hard because you don't want to send the crowd
sour. Right.
But this could potentially just be such an emotional match where it's just everybody ends up just for what Cody has done for the indie world this year and putting on this show and getting everybody excited for this. It'll end up just being a very emotional moment for everybody. And it's just going to be him in the middle of the ring and you're just going to be crying your little eyes out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, and I'll be watching on Honor Club. I'll be like, Anthony has a soul?
Yeah.
I don't get this.
I think that Cody needs to win because I think the NWA needs him to win. And I don't think that he wants to go back to WWE, and I don't think he ever will. And no. I think taking this belt and trying to revive the NWA is the love letter he wants to give to Dusty. I do.
I get. So that's the key, though, is because he's under contract with ROH.
Right.
And that's what makes this whole...
The NWA title's been on ROH like 5 times this year.
It has. And so, but where does the NWA end and ROH begin at that point? If NWA ends up becoming like the bigger title, you're not going to put that over your ROH title.
Well, Cody's allegiance isn't to ROH. Don't be crazy.
No,
his allegiance is to himself.
It's not.
And it should be.
And it should be. I mean, obviously, it's just business.
How good do you think that match is going to be?
I'm going to say, if I'm giving it an a letter grade. It's going to be an A match.
I think so. B plus at the B like, plus, minimum. Yeah. So that's all in predictions. So if you guys were watching on YouTube or wherever it was, make sure you leave those in the comments or whatever. But if you're listening on the podcast, send them to us on Twitter or the Facebook group.
But what do you think this show is going to end up being?
You know, because I'm going to be there, it's going to feel like an A to me, but it probably land around a B or a B plus.
I'm going to give it an A.
You think it's going to live up to everything?
I think just what they're going to end up mm-hmm. providing, mm-hmm. it's just going to, because like our expectations started so low with this.
Right.
And it's risen so far.
Right.
It's going to be hard to just be like, this mm-hmm. show sucks.
You know, the other thing too is with this show is that they can't really fail because there's going to be 10,125 people or whatever the number is that are going to be loud for 3 hours because they don't want the show to fail.
No, oh, yeah, 100%.
And that's the thing is that crowd energy is going to be unreal. I'm going to be real tired after.
I'm curious to see what that stage though.
Yeah, I'll be seeing it real close. You'll get some pictures. Don't you worry.
I'm excited for All In. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. Of course, you can watch All In on pay-per-view, mm-hmm. on Fight Club, on Honor Club.
Fight TV. Fight Club. That's a movie.
That is a movie that Karis has never seen, or you apparently.
Not either. Yep.
What the who am I doing? Get the hell out of here. Yeah, also, it'll be available the next day on New Japan World Global.
Yeah. Damn, that show's everywhere.
And then, of course, you can watch the pre-show Ground Zero on WGN America.
Yeah.
This Saturday?
This Saturday at 5 Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Nuts.
Nope. 6 Eastern, 5 p.m. Central.
Yes.
Let's switch that around.
It's going to be crazy.
So every week we answer your questions. And so yes, we do have several questions this week. We'll probably try to zoom through them real quick because we've been blabbing for a while.
Yeah.
They're going to probably be mostly All In related. Spoiler alert. But let's go from there. From at The Threat with 2 T's, has All In set the stage for future challenges to the wrestling status quo? Has this disrupted the industry forever? I'm going to go no. Not yet.
Not yet.
I think if it's an A or an A-plus show and that the whole world's talking about it, yes. I think it's too early to say it.
I think still you need another company to be able to combat with WWE to change the wrestling world forever. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not saying that All In is not doing great things or indie wrestling is not doing great things because, of course, it's like listening to the radio. You can find your own channel.
Right.
But to like change like I hate pop music. I hate that pop is like the number one style music.
Same.
You got to get something big enough to combat with it.
Right, right. I do think that if the show goes really well, I think if it is that A or A-plus show, that I think it does shake things up a little bit. I do think it is direct. The All In is the reason MSG with ROH and New Japan sold out. I do think that. I think it's already had an impact, but I don't think it's 100%. Quite as big as we want it to be
I yet. Think All In needs to succeed not only for entertainment purposes, but for buying purposes,
yes.
for streaming,
and for TV deals for indie
that
shows.
Way investors see, okay, we just saw $3+ billion just get put into WWE. Let me throw a bunch of cash at a wrestling company and see what that can do. Because apparently there's a lot of money still to be made.
And clearly New Japan, ROH, and Impact see it because that's why all their stars are on it.
Yes.
There's a reason for that. Maybe a coalition starts after, and only if a coalition starts after because of this show is that how the world is impacted.
They're going to have to join forces somehow.
They have to, and I think they might.
And not be separate companies.
From Superfan, Mags and Bags.
Oh, Mags and Bags.
At Deej Kirkby. Great guy. Excellent guy. Follow him on Twitter. What one piece of advice would you give to would-be podcasters?
Oh, just wrestling podcasts or just...
Just podcasters in general.
Oh, that's a tough question. Actually, that's a good question for Karis.
It is a good question for Karis. You know, I actually would give to... I'll answer first and I'll give her the mic. But for would-be podcasters, what I would say is if you think you want to do a podcast, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's a lot of fucking
time. I mean, I started out doing a podcast with Roger and Ryan from Wrestle Forever, and then it was just me and Anthony sitting at a bar, and I was like, you know, I'd like to do like more of a sports style, where it's just like little increments, like we time it, and of course, Anthony and I, we've been friends for like a year and a half now, but we just decided to do it. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it, and like, you know, don't get discouraged if you're not getting hundreds of listeners every week, because you know what? You probably won't.
No.
But if you're having fun, that's what's important.
Yeah.
Because you need to have a hobby and you need to like have something that like helps your mental health and stuff, I think. And if this is what it is, then do it.
Yeah. Karis, what do you think?
About what? what would you give a podcaster advice? What advice would you give them?
I think you're right. I don't think I have the answer.
She wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready. Yeah, Karis does two podcasts. I mean, this is like kind of our thing. And honestly, like, it's part of kind of who I am now, honestly. And I like it.
Who I am.
Mags also asked if we could have any wrestler or tag team be on All In, who would it be?
Any wrestler or tag team?
Mm-hmm.
I think LAX should have been a part of All In.
I really like that answer, but I'm going to go with Austin Aries.
But we are going to get LAX versus Young Bucks on the Jericho Cruise.
Jesus Christ. I would go with Austin Aries so the Impact Championship is represented.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he's not.
Maybe he's a surprise.
Could be.
From @_ringsiderant, RJ Krasinski, who also won a shirt. So after All In, I'll get your information so I can send it to you. What finisher would you rather take, a Tombstone, Razor's Edge, or a Shooting Star Press?
Tombstone.
Shooting Star.
All day at Tombstone, because if you watch Undertaker's Tombstones, nobody's head's getting hitting on that mat.
He wants us to book the main characters from the cartoon, the Jetsons, in a stable in the WWE.
What? I can't even remember all the characters.
There's George, Judy, Elroy, and Jane. So George is the dad, Jane is the wife, Elroy is the son, and Judy is the daughter.
So we got to name a stable currently, and we just got to say like who they are?
Yeah, fuck it, Sanity, because it's the easiest for me to figure out.
I'm going to go with the Oddities. That doesn't make any sense. Right to censor.
Right to, okay.
Was the 50s or 60s. It was a different time.
Oh, that was just a comment. Shane Richardson, who was the other winner of our, he was the winner of our prediction contest for SummerSlam. Yeah. What surprise appearances do you expect? Honestly, none.
Honestly, I hope none.
I don't think they need any.
They don't need any. You've announced enough people, and you still have a lot of people announced that are not doing anything, I feel like. Like Punishment Martinez just got announced.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine with me. I'm okay with that. If you had a choice to choose between the surprise for All In, would it be Neville or Punk, and why? Mine would be Neville. I know what you're going to say.
I would say Punk still. I would say Punk.
Is it Chicago or what?
It's in Chicago. That's one. So no matter what, you're going to get a huge pop. Plus, he's just a huge star. Like, Neville is a big name. Don't get me wrong, but he's not on the level of what CM Punk is. What CM Punk did for indie wrestling before he went to. So it would make sense for all that. I don't think CM Punk would do it. Honestly, don't, because Cody, Matt, and Nick, they've always they already said like they've made an offer to him to do something.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't do
They're
it.
They're great at working.
I think I think he's done with wrestling for real, though.
I think he is. Yeah,
it's been 3 years now. Yeah,
I just don't want to see him show up because I think that kind of defeats the purpose of like presenting.
Well, he didn't sell
wrestling.
It. He didn't sell
that's
it.
That's true.
So that's there's your difference.
Baymax version 3.0 is All In. I can't see his tag. Who would you like to see in the over budget battle royale at All In? Like that's not announced yet.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I mean, I'd like to see Neville or Pac.
I wouldn't want to see him in the All In Battle Royal.
I don't see how else you get him on the card. I'd like to see.
I'd like to see like Ryan Boss show up.
There you
somehow.
Go, Joey Vassar, the Vassal himself. And he wants to know what match would we like to see headline the G1 Super Show at MSG. I'm hoping Kenny's still there. I'd like to see Kenny versus Ibushi.
Oh my God! But
again,
I feel like that's
I know we've
too
already
soon.
Seen that.
I think it's too soon though to do that.
Different
right
the,
now
they've already had a match in the G1.
Yeah, but this I would assume,
and he won. Ibushi did, so there you go.
Ibushi won the,
he sure he did. Yeah, he pinned Kenny.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking of G1. I'm assuming we're gonna get Kenny versus Ace
versus Tanahashi.
Yeah.
Oh, I would actually like that. That's, the G1 supercard, do you think they won't do that at Wrestle Kingdom?
That's what I'm assuming. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be at Wrestle Kingdom. It'll probably be Tanahashi and Omega.
I don't know what I'm gonna.
I don't know. That's gonna be. It's hard to predict.
It's so far away.
April. Yeah. Zachary Silo has several questions. Shiloh, I'm sorry. What are your hopes for StarCast? And so I'm going. I'll answer that real quick. My hopes is just that everyone's in a good mood and that you know wrestling fans are awesome and not annoying and you know.
I've never been to a wrestling convention. Mm-hmm. I've actually never been to like a. convention.
Yeah,
so I don't know what you would expect. What I've seen lined up, it looks like a fun time. Like it looks like something that I would love to be at, just like the old school stuff, especially like with like Bruce Pritchard. It looks like a great time. If you're just like a wrestling fan. It looks like just be like the most wonderful time.
So he also asked if there's any specific wrestlers, podcasters, or personalities that I'd like to speak with at StarCast. And honestly, not wrestlers or personalities. Really, just I'd like to see some of the people I communicate with on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that'd be cool just to see people that there's not really an opportunity to meet each other when you're friends on the internet. So I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. If I was going to StarCast, I'd love to just talk to Bruce Prichard for a little while.
Hell yeah.
Pick his brain.
I'm not sitting anywhere on Podcast Row and All In, so there's no reason to answer that. And how do we feel about the Ring of Honor and NWA world titles being defended at All In? Me, love it.
I like it, too. I like it, too. It is weird that you're putting – when you put two companies on the same card and then you have to put – obviously, you have to put a title over the other title.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense that it's the NWA title just because of all the mm-hmm. – Hoopla. But it is what it is. I probably wouldn't do it again. I probably wouldn't do two titles again.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would just have the main title.
Yeah,
I just so you fair. Don't show like this belt is more mm-hmm. important than mm-hmm. this belt.
That's it. That's all the questions. It. We're done.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, you hush. Well, that was a long show.
That was a long show.
But I'm really excited, man. I really am. I've never gone to a big event like this before.
No,
like,
yeah.
I've gone to like Disney World a bunch of times, and I've gone to like a Star Wars weekends there, and I've gone to like theme park stuff, but like this is so much different.
You've been to ROH.
I've been to ROH. I've been to
WWE Live.
Yeah. But nothing like this.
Like this this much anticipation.
Anticipation.
Shut the
palpitations.
Fuck up.
That's what happened to your heart.
Fuck off.
No, but yeah, sincerely, like I've never been to something like this where there's like, this is truly a historic thing, right? It's the first
wrestling 100%.
Podcast convention. It's the first independent wrestler run indie show that sold over 10,000 seats.
Yeah, put together by three guys.
Also, they proved Dave Meltzer wrong. So fuck you, Dave Meltzer. Super fuck you, you sexist bastard.
Okay.
Maybe not. But anyway, I mean, it's just awesome. I'm excited about
it. Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
And Liv and I don't get a lot of time to like just go do stuff without my family around, so it'll be nice.
Karis and I are heading down to Houston. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to our friend Natalie's wedding.
There you go. Love is love.
Psych, we're going to be in Waco.
Well, it'll be all right.
What are you doing?
I know, she's... She's derailing us.
She is.
Let's give a shout out to our patrons. If you like our show, please go to patreon.com/smarttodeath and give us, your money. I'm just kidding. If you want to sponsor us, you can sponsor us as low as a dollar. We'll be back on doing interviews and stuff soon, and we'll have exclusive content for our patrons. Yeah. And you can be cool like Brandon McKinney, Natalie Evans, Papa Suter, Robert Jackson, Talkamania, 720 Wrestling, Warren Hayes, Zach Humphrey, and the cash-only tarp-wearing Kevin Cito.
Shout out to our producer Karis,
who hates us now.
Who hates us apparently.
Go ahead and go down. Wow. Oh shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, if you want to listen to more of that, you can follow her on Twitter at GoodPodPod and also at TV with Karis.
Yeah, and if you're listening to us only on audio over at The Chair Shot, thank you for listening to our episode, our first one on The Chair Shot.
Yeah.
If you like what we do, follow us on Twitter at SmartToDeath, on Instagram at SmartToDeath, Facebook.com/SmartToDeath, YouTube.com/SmartToDeath, Twitch.tv/SmartToDeath, Mixer.com/SmartToDeathPodcast.
Good Lord, we are everywhere.
Just Google Smart to Death and follow us everywhere you find.
Yeah. You know what? Follow us on Podbean.
Yeah, follow us on Podbean. We are everywhere. Kyle, how many places are we on audio?
So it's like Podbean.
Right.
It's like
the chair
iTunes. Shot. It's like Chair Shots. It's like those beautiful people over at Spotify. There's just so many.
Cast FM is one. Stitcher.
I didn't even know that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you also want to support us,
yeah,
you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/smarttodeath. And for this weekend only, use the code ALLIN and get 20% off your entire order.
Yeah.
Woo.
Get you a shirt. We will.
It's a good deal.
It's a good deal. So $20 shirt. $4 off, that's $16. Make it holla.
Holla, holla.
Please do that. Well, if you send a picture of to us or to me, really, on social media, wearing the shirt, I will plug you on Instagram. So I will also use you to try to sell the shirt. So please.
That's why Kevin Cito has not seen himself on Facebook or anywhere else.
Yeah, dear God. Actually, he doesn't fit in the frame. So there's that. Thank you guys much for listening to our show. We really appreciate it. I will be vlogging this weekend during All In, about 10 or 15 minutes. Probably not much. I'll upload it on YouTube only. So if you want to listen to that and watch that, subscribe to our YouTube channel. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be, I think you're going to have a really good time. I'm excited.
Excited about it. And if you're watching this rerun on Twitch, there's a stream element down below where you can tip us if you'd like to tip your podcasters.
And also, if you're on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button like over here. Or maybe, no, it's like over here.
It's below us somewhere.
And then hit like the notifications as well.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Kyle.
All right.
I'm going to miss you this weekend.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too. We're going
to
be.
I was going to miss Karis, but then she was mean to us.
Yeah. She was mean.
Yeah.
You see what I'm doing with over here?
Man? Yeah, I've known. I was here till 12:30 last night.
I know. Playing Heads Up, the 90s edition.
Heads Up 7-Up.
It wasn't Heads Up 7-Up.
Well, whatever you guys do, never give up, never say die. Never give up. It's the Warriors cry.
Son of a bitch. For Anthony, I'm Kyle. We'll see you next week.
There you go.